I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Carolyn Casey once said, "The word God needs a rest." For millennia, humans have fought endlessly over the meaning of this single word, with each belief system, country, and religion claiming it has the only gateway to the Almighty. So instead of trying to sort out who's right, here are two contrasting views of God between two Western religions, Christianity and Islam, the kissing cousins who love to fight endless bloody wars against each other. Let's talk about conservative Christianity and Islam, specifically Sufism, the mystic part of Islam. As a disclaimer, I realize these are two extremes and don't represent the more centrist views of Christianity or Islam. But for the sake of this discussion, they provide important contrasting views of how their followers experience God. Christianity, made up of the Old Testament and the New Testament, views God as a parent, God the Father, who gives and takes away, judges, punishes, and rewards according to good and bad behavior, and ultimately, on Judgment Day, decides on one's final destination, heaven or hell. Followers refer to themselves as the children of God, with the understanding that all good children obey the Father. The Old Testament is filled with stories of what happens to those who disobey. Remember Lot's wife, who disobeyed orders not to look back on the destruction of Sodom and was turned into a pillar of salt? The New Testament, basically the story of Jesus, tells a more tempered story, one of love and compassion. Jesus is often referred to as the Son of God, but Christianity, especially conservative Christianity, continues to hold the Old Testament emphasis on punishment for wrongdoing. In contrast, the Sufis don't see God as a parent, but rather as a friend or the beloved, with a more equal and inclusive relationship with the Almighty. Muhammad, the founder of Islam, is referred to as a prophet, not as divinity, whereas Christians consider Jesus the only Son of God. And Islam recognizes other religious prophets, including Jesus. Sufis, the mystic part of Islam, emphasize loving God, receiving God's love, seeking connection with the numinous, and finding a state of consciousness that's beyond the structures of morality and religious law. Rumi says it best in this poem: "Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, and even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense." And for a more personal experience of God, here's a poem by the 13th century Sufi Hafez. "Beautiful Hands. This is the kind of friend you are. Without making me realize my soul's anguished history, you slip into my house at night, and while I'm sleeping, you silently carry off all my suffering and sordid past in your beautiful hands." Perhaps Carolyn Casey is right. Maybe the word God does need a rest. But whether you see God as a parent or a friend, this might be a good time to reflect on how your experience of God plays out in your personal daily life and the lives of those you love. I'll leave you with this short Sufi poem from the book, "The Subject Tonight is Love, 60 Wild and Sweet Poems of Hafez." Here's an example of the Sufi's ecstatic and sometimes playful love of God. Here is "The Happy Virus." "I caught the happy virus last night when I was out singing beneath the stars. It's remarkably contagious. So kiss me." For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.